fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 18th day of April, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance every day of the week, just like every public and private school should. So here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to be kind to those who got the clot shot. There's a high likelihood they won't be with us more than 3 to 5 years at the most. Majority of them didn't know what they were doing. Some did it because they thought they would lose their job otherwise. Others were coerced by family members. Others were fooled and lied to by the media. But just be kind to them. They, as the, I think it was Jesus said, they know not what they do. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon was a former officer in the United States Navy, man about town, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever had the privilege to know, and a quite expert when it comes to anything and everything to do with the essential oils that are mentioned more than 300 times in the Holy Bible, by the way. Good morning, Leon. Really good. Leon, you sent an email. I didn't see it until about 15 minutes ago last night to myself and Steve Ben Noon about Todd Callender's recent interview he did on the SGT report. Tell us about that, if you would, please. Leon, for some reason, my engineer can't hear you. I can hear you fine. Why don't you disconnect and reconnect again? Maybe we get a better connection. So hopefully at some point, Leon will get a Wi-Fi computer Skype connection. You know, Skype is what we typically use here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, as many of you know, I had Todd Callender on this show a couple of weeks ago. I've been told it was one of the best shows I've ever done in my 25 years of being on radio. And it was an excellent, excellent interview. I'll be in touch with Todd on some other unrelated matters. And I'd love to have him on again, obviously, given what we're learning about these oaths of office that were either not the proper ones or not taken at all. I'm not sure which yet. I just found out about this 20 minutes ago. So it's a work in progress for me to learn about what Todd Callender has come up with. Hopefully Leon will get reconnected here soon, we can get more details about what Todd Callender did in this interview. I'll probably post the interview on my website. I'll forward it to my webmaster when the show's over and see if we can get that on there on my website so everybody can see that more easily. And Leon is not connected yet. I don't know what's going on there, but hopefully he will soon. We're having a funeral tomorrow for a friend of mine, a member of the American Legion. He got the clot shot about a year ago and boosters. My wife and I saw him once a week at movie night where his name was Jesse Barnett, by the way. And he would, we watched him, the symptoms kick in over that year where he had personality changes. He had uncontrollable shakes in his hands. And Leon, you're back.
Yes.
Okay, Leon, I need to ask you, what would it take to get you a Skype connection and have better quality audio here every week?
No, it's not going to happen because you have to drop a line here and that's not going to happen. So it's like running a, no. So, I hear you perfectly. And how
okay,
do you hear
well,
me now?
My engineer hasn't told me if she can hear you or not. So oh, yeah. I don't know if she can hear you. Okay, we got good audio now. So let's begin from the beginning because people didn't necessarily hear you. Todd Callender, the attorney who has been doing great work representing thousands of men and women active duty and prior military, got the clot shot, who was on my show about 3 weeks ago. He's come up with some very striking evidence. Tell us about that.
Yes. So he determined through many other attorneys and others that the entire cabinet, president and the entire cabinet, none of them have sworn, authenticated, notarized, date signed oath of offices on record. And so that's a requirement. And so the choice is they're treasonous. And but because what happens is if they aren't intact, everything they've done can be null and voided. Nullified and voided. So in essence, it'd be one thing if it was one mistake, but the entire cabinet, 13 plus people, Department of Defense, Yellen, all of them, and they've done Freedom of Information Acts on all of them, and each one of them is invalid and not sworn.
Point of clarification here. You're telling me that they took an oath of office that wasn't valid, or they didn't take the proper oath of office, or they didn't take an oath of office at all?
It's in its entirety. One of them, in Freedom of Information Act, they said that, oh, you can watch the video. You can do a video, you can do a verbal, but that is not a sworn affidavit with the notarization. And many of them, most of them are not even notarized. A lot of them, you know, it has to be notarized. That means before they can even do their first day of work, it has to be notarized and sworn in. And that has not been accomplished by Kamala. We just go down the whole list. None of them are valid. And he
Vice
doesn't
president,
even know
well, the Vice president is not eligible under the Constitution to be vice president anyway. Because she's not a natural born citizen. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I've talked about since Obama.
I understand.
it's the legal authority for this is no secret. In addition to her not being a natural born citizen, for those who don't know, it requires two things. Both parents must be citizens, which her parents were not both citizens at the time she was born, as well as, in addition to, being born on U.S. soil. So if you don't meet both requirements, you're not a natural born citizen. You're a dual national. And she could have a passport from another country if she chose to, just like Obama could have a passport from a British passport if he chose to, since he was a dual national. But go ahead, Leon.
Yeah. And so she is, I mean, all of them, they've done Freedom of Information Act, and the responses have been, it's taken 9 months to get this far. He has sent it to the Attorney General based on the 5 U.S.C. 3332, and you can look up these codes and find out that, you know, that it is incorrect, and he's going to do the process and has to go 30 days. And after that time frame, then he can go to the court system. And even Garland doesn't even have his oath of office on file. So the entire thing is a sham.
You know, I could see, a little community, somewhere, some population, 500 or 600 people somewhere, where the mayor got elected and didn't have a proper oath of office. I could see where that could happen. But at this level, at the national level, there's no excuse. There is no excuse for a proper oath of office not being executed, which would be a swearing-in ceremony, in addition to the legal document, which would be signed and notarized and become part of the National Archives. That's simply unacceptable, isn't it, Leon?
Correct. And most of them had the sign-in ceremony, and the videos have been obtained. But if you don't have the legal documentation saying, it has been witnessed by an accredited a person and notarized date, and if all those things are not accomplished, then it's invalid. And that's been the case across the entire board, all of them. And he doesn't know how far back he has to go. And that means if they do that, they have to go back to the previous person who held that position, and they go back into work. So he doesn't sure if he's going to Trump, he's going to Bush. He doesn't know how far back he has to go. But right now, they've had 9 months just to get this far. So it is a great video to watch. It's on BitChute.
Well, there are some legal questions I don't know the answers to, and I don't expect you to, Leon. But let's just I'll just pick out a cabinet member, or let's say the vice president, for example. If the vice president did not go through these proper protocols of the swearing-in ceremony and the legal document, which is signed and notarized, does that mean the previous vice president is still the vice president until...
Absolutely.
Is that what that means?
That's what that question that they posed to Todd. It means they get replaced, and the previous one who was notarized and everything is done according to the Constitution, they go back into that position.
So you, basically, if you're vice president, and everything's been done properly, the swearing-in ceremony, the document, document being signed and notarized, until you're replaced by somebody who duplicates that process, you remain in that office. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Not that I'm a big fan of Mike Pence, by any chance.
Me neither.
So, the next obvious question is, did Joe Biden have the proper documentation done? Do we know?
And they haven't got that information yet. So he's the only one on the entire cabinet that hasn't got it. They haven't got the information.
Well,
that'd be the easiest one to find.
Okay, here's why they don't have it. It's because it doesn't exist.
It didn't have. I agree.
If they're attempting to slow walk this thing to delay the public finding out and the world finding out as long as possible. But at some point, there's going to be a court ordering that document to be released, if it exists, right?
Correct. Right, and right now, knowing that Garland doesn't have one on file, they're going to have to wait that time for the judge.
I'd say it's highly likely that there is none on file for President Biden. If there was, there wouldn't be this time delay. They would just release it.
Yes.
This is, you know, every week the rabbit hole goes deeper. The never-ending Twilight Zone episode continues with a new and scarier episode. I feel like I'm living in some kind of fictional nightmare movie here, Leon. These kind of mistakes aren't made. This was done with intent. And I can't begin to postulate or speculate what the reason would be for this kind of matter going on. What's your speculation, if you have any, Leon? We'll be talking more about this in the roundtable, but go ahead.
Yeah, to evade prosecution, because right now, if they're treasonous, then you know, they can get behind the statement of we weren't sworn in, so you know we aren't the official authority to dictate you have to take the vaccine. All the actions they've taken are no longer on their shoulders because, you know, they didn't hold the office officially. So they can use that as a
defense.
Yes.
It's a bizarre defense strategy, and I've been part of hundreds of defense strategies for people charged with crimes, men and women, you know, from minor matters to first-degree murder. It's a truly bizarre defense strategy, to say the least. And one of the elements of anybody being convicted of a crime is intent. And here's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. If I'm out here on my rifle range and I mistakenly shoot up over the berm and it hits a Ford pickup truck a mile away and breaks out the windshield, there was no criminal intent on my part. That was an accident. But if I point my rifle directly at the windshield of a Ford pickup truck and shoot it out, there's criminal intent. Just to try to make this clear for everybody. So these people doing these illegal things, they did them with criminal intent. And I don't believe their strategy is going to work and hold up in front of a jury of 12 men and women, a jury of their peers. What do you think, Leon?
No, I don't either. But the challenge is with knowing that the Attorney General, the top law enforcement person, theirs are not on file, and they've been obfuscating this entire scenario. And he's been in this 40 plus years, Garland. So it's not like he's ignorant to this. So this is definitely intent, and so we're going to have to wait till the time frame is over, and then they're going to go right to the court system. And so,
well, there's mechanisms to deal with this, and I'm struggling here to, and maybe Todd Callender, I've watched the interview, it's an hour long, and like I say, ladies and gentlemen, I'll get it on my website before the day's over. I spent the day yesterday with my webmaster, and he's really on top of things, and I found out he does, in fact, listen to my show. But we're into literally uncharted territory, uncharted waters. And when you're in uncharted waters, the charts don't show you where the dirt stops and the water begins, or where the rocks are, what depth and where they're located. You're really in dangerous territory when you're in uncharted waters. As a former sailor, you know that, don't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, there are many ships that have gone aground, and when you see the damage, and right now this is the largest ship. You think Titanic was bad? This would be off the charts.
Legal scholars are going to be pondering what mechanism can be used if it's going to prove true. Joe Biden is not legally the President of the United States. If that documentation was not prepared in the proper manner, the document where he swears his oath of office on paper and is notarized and signed and sealed, if that document doesn't exist, he's not legally President of the United States, is he?
Absolutely. And if you get a chance, maybe during the next break, if you could forward it to both Jeff and Dave, they can review it, and you can listen to it at 1x or 2x, and that's how I devoured it twice very quickly. So it is very
well,
good.
I'll see if I can do that. We got a break. I don't know what happened to the break. We should have had a break by now. Yeah, you know, it's live radio. Together, it's a hoot. Let me forward this thing to Hodges and to Nyquist.
Go to republicbroadcasting.com.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils. I'm a doTERRA Oil affiliate dealer myself. And, Leon, you may not be prepared, but maybe after the next break you can tell us what the oil of the week is, sir.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay. I just forwarded that interview with Todd Callender to Mr. Hodges, Mr. Nyquist. Ben Noon already has his copy. Encourage him to listen at the 2X speeds so they can maybe digest some of this before they come on air with us in about 38 minutes or so. Well, we need to take care of a little bit of business here. The essential oils are mentioned in the Bible more than 300 times. When King Tut's tomb was opened more than 2,000 years old, there were gallons and gallons of essential oils found still viable that could be used. And the oils work. If they didn't work, the three wise men wouldn't have brought them to baby Jesus, which was frankincense and myrrh. We're not sure if the gold was gold, the metal, or if it was another form of gold. But regardless, I use the oils every day. Leon uses them every day. And they help us achieve our goals, don't they, Leon?
Absolutely. Think about it. Every breath you take and the people you're around, you're impacted by, potential pathogens. And so, whether you believe in the train theory or not, the bugs still exist. And depending on how your immune system is, and especially being assaulted by all the chemicals and electromagnetic force radiation across the board, you can mitigate these by eliminating the toxins using the citrus oils and by improving your immune system by killing the parasites, bacteria, and fungus, and viruses. And so that's a different benefit. So, I talked to a person this weekend, she talked about having sciatica, and she's had surgery, and peppermint oil is phenomenal. I've told you that story many times about the vet who's in the 101st during the, I was at a gun show, and at a table, and he told me about all the pain he had of some like 80-some jumps he had in Vietnam. And he said, I've had this pain for 60-plus years. I'm like, wow. So I first gave him the Deep Blue, and he said, yeah, I do feel some relief. But then when I gave him peppermint, he was just astounded. It took him a half an hour because he thought it was a fluke. And he continued to walk around. I said, I guess I lost my bottle. Personally, I gave it to him as a sample. I said, go to the bathroom, pour it on where the pain is indicative. I mean, it's the 5th and 6th vertebrae. And the pain was bilateral. Both legs were in pain all the time. And we're talking 60 years of pain. So he tried it. He said, I cannot believe that I've not had this relief in all this time. And he said, can I buy a bottle from you right now? I said, this is all my personal stash. You get it from the company. And they ship it directly to you. And so what happens? He said, I'm going to follow you home. I said, I live 40 miles away. He said, I don't care. To have this kind of relief after 60 years? He came to my house. He sold him the bottle, and he's been buying it ever since. But what happened is when you alleviate the pain, and with helichrysum, it actually starts to heal nerve tissue. And so when you do those two in conjunction with each other, you don't have to keep using the oils for, ad infinitum. So that's the benefit. But it just blows me away how simple, peppermint was in that man's life. And so we have over 150 oils, and so it addresses all of the issues, all the way up to the big C word. So there are so much scientific evidence, and not the Fauci science BS. We're talking there's 40,000 studies on essential oils use. And if you go to pubmed.gov, you can actually type in essential oil, and then whatever the disease is or ailment, whether it's parasites, cancer, and you'll see these studies. And they took over, from all the countries in the world, they compile. This is a clearinghouse, and it takes all the information, and it's a different modality, electrotherapy, acupuncture, drugs, and essential oils. And matter of fact, one of them was specifically on Garden, how it kills MRSA, whereas the drugs that they were used were half as effective. So that is, places online that people can read and divulge.
Right, right. Well, here's how I get started with the essential oils, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, go to my website. Go under products, scroll down to the doTERRA section, and do a little shopping. The best value to get started is a kit, K-I-T, Kilo India Tango. Get the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. We don't encourage that. PayPal will finance it for 6 months at no interest. That's number one. Number two, two different editions of the same book. The simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. The title of the book, once again, is Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 12th edition. The 13th edition is a PDF update. And if that's not enough, call Leon. And Leon, real quick before the break, what's that phone number?
303-495-2188.
Outstanding. Leon will help you get started. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. real people, because you can handle the truth.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S-secret.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. Educational material to inform you. Items that will make you happy. Items that will make you sad. Items that will make you angry. And so it's all there, over the 9 gigabytes of information, which we add to every day of the week. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. My guest will be my live studio audience at the Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 101 years. It's like walking into a time capsule. Not much has changed in 101 years. It's beautiful. It's elegant. I'll be there also, of course, spending the night. And all my guests will get plenty of one-on-one time with me. We'll probably make a trip down to Lebanon, Missouri, to the Freedom Center to visit with Sam and check out the Freedom Center world-class training facility. And there'll be other events, details at my website. If you want to make reservations, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. A custom log cabin kit is available now. I'm working with the proprietor of a company that makes beautiful log cabin kits. You can get a kit for a log cabin, one-room log cabin, like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or you can get a one-room log cabin. Or you can get a kit for a 6,000-square-foot log mansion, duplicating the mansion they have on the TV series Yellowstone. Beautiful mansion. Your choice, or anything in between. That's your choice. Delivered to your job site for your contractor to build your log home exactly the way you want it. Last but not least, if you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? You need an energy cleaner. Check out the energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Not sleep issues, same thing. You need an energy cleaner. Are you a doubting Thomas? No sweat, GI, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner for me to you personally. So get the details there. You can place your order right there using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And we're visiting with Leon Green. He's here to give us some updates on very important matters, as well as discuss the doTERRA oils. If you want to get started with the home business, selling the oils to your family, friends, neighbors, people you go to church with, co-workers, give Leon a call. He'll be glad to help you get set up in a home-based business at 363-495-2188.
No, Leon, 303. You had number 303-495-2188.
Okay, 303. I made my zero look like a six in a hurry. Thank you for the clarification. Leon, this calendar interview is very noteworthy, very groundbreaking, extremely important. Finding out that, we don't know about the status of the president. As I mentioned earlier, the fact that they have not revealed the president's status when it comes to these important documents, it tells me they probably don't exist. Is that your conclusion as well?
I agree. I mean, if the entire cabinet is invalid, what's the likelihood that the president himself is not? So I agree. I mean, and they talk about that, saying, okay, here's a person, an 80-year-old man who is doing his election campaign out of his basement, and he had nobody at the inauguration. They had 20,000 people to protect him, had 81 million voters in their eyes. They did all this. He was behind the polls at the official closing time, or when they stopped reporting at 10-11, and then automatically at 4 o'clock in the morning, he has 81 million votes. So he said, this is a coup by all indications. So I agree with you. He doesn't have his on file yet, and they still haven't got it, but obviously if the other 10 or 15 people who are on the cabinet don't have it on file, then they're going to use the same obfuscation to prevent us from learning about it as well. But it has to be indicated. I mean, he had time to go walk around the Capitol without his mask on when everyone else in the world was masked up. And he said, oh, it was because I was with my family. But he didn't have time to do his official paperwork first. So there's a bunch of malarkey there.
All right. Malarkey, that's a word you don't hear too much anymore.
I would like to add words to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, thank you. Our constitutional republic's been around for well more than 200 years. And there's no precedence for what's taking place or how to correct these things. We're going to be constitutional scholars looking at the Constitution for direction as to who has authority to do what. It's mind-boggling. It really is. All the typical mechanisms in place to correct issues like this are also corrupted. That's a big problem, isn't it?
Yes, sir. But the mechanisms are intact, and that's what Calendars talks about, is that you have to you have to go according to the protocol, and he's done that. So he's hit the first one, which is the Attorney General, and after that, then the courts are wide open, and then now he can just start at the federal court and go from there. So
Mr. Barr may still be the Attorney General.
Yes.
I'm not a big supporter of Mr. Barr, but he's probably better than the guy that's in there now, don't you think?
I agree.
How crazy is this? This is
off
the charts.
You talk about the uncharted waters. Well, you know, this is the first time a previous president or any president has been indicted and arraigned. I'll just say that he's been arraigned. And so, yeah, they are grasping at straws. But, you know, if this is all correct and everything they have right now on the other cabinet members shows that none of their mandatory sworn oath of office notarized has been accomplished. And they use it in the FOIA, Freedom of Information Request. They all point fingers at each other. Just watch the video, like Buttigieg. They say, oh, yeah, you can watch his video. That means his tranny person who's been doing all the stealing of the ladies' bags all over America. You know, everything he's done has been illegal. And the dioxin and the EPA, all that is all illegal. So all those things can be prosecuted and nullified. So. But the problem is that they've already poisoned the blood of all the people with the clot shot. So, you know, that it is a crime against humanity. International.
Well, it's there's no excuse. There's a permanent bureaucracy in Washington. Once they get there, they don't leave for 40, 50 plus years. I sometimes mention a local lady. She retired 8 or 10 years ago from that bureaucracy. She went to work there when Eisenhower was president. And so, point being, that's who runs Washington D.C. The permanent bureaucracy, these high level GSA employees, and these ceremonies, they come every 4 years, and these people that have been there for these decades, they know what to do. They've been, they do the same thing every 4 years. It's just like clockwork for them. Of course, they know what to do, when to do it, and they didn't. They were told not to. But typically, the president would be sworn in that ceremony, and then there might be a reception, maybe for an hour or two, and then they take care of all the legal paperwork for the president, the vice president, the cabinet members being sworn in, and so forth. It all happens that day. It has to happen that day, doesn't it?
Absolutely. They can't work without that on file, and that was right. Not...
Because the second day of the administration, we're expected to have a fully constitutional, properly sworn in president and cabinet to take care of the affairs of state, aren't we?
Correct. And we had the financial aspect, people to be able to, to adjudicate and get everything together so they can continue to pay and run the administration. And that has not been accomplished. So this is all a big farce. And right now, the humans worldwide are being impacted by it because it's not legal.
Well, other than what I believe to be a flawed defense against the treasonous acts, I'm hard pressed to figure out why they would do this, neglect the proper documentation to be sworn in. I got a note, by the way, from Steve Bendun. He looks like he'll join us for the roundtable this morning at the top of the hour. Hopefully, he's had a chance to watch the entire Todd Colander interview. And I'm going to be in touch with Todd to get him back on my show here. Hopefully, he'll be able to do that. It was a great interview. This is such breaking news. There hasn't been time for it to be digested by the legal scholars very much, has it?
No, but the people, the 100 people that he knows nationwide, that are that are working with him, they've been digesting it now for months. But they've been working on these Freedom of Information Act, Attorney General across the board. So they've been working on it, but the other bars, attorneys, obviously they're in the pocketbook of the powers to be, and they're like, hey, no. And so, I even checked with one of the judges in my divorce, and she wasn't. Hers weren't on file, but they said, that's immaterial. It's like she shouldn't be on the bench if that's the case. And so it's across the board. But now when the president and his cabinet doesn't have it, that's everybody in America is affected by it.
Right. Well, blowing off the validity of a local judge is one thing, but when it comes to people's in the positions of power of the United States of America, that's there's no excuse. It's completely unacceptable, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
My goodness. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. People are listening to us talk here, Lynn, and they're befuddled. They don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. I mean, this is, you know, every time I think I know more or less how the conspiracy is working against us, I get blown away by something major like this. This is major news, unprecedented news, isn't it?
And before, if people want to look at it, they can go to BitChute, and BitChute, and on the website, the actual description is called Breaking. It's called Breaking Smoking Gun. Proof of Biden's treason. Todd Callender. You can watch it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and we got a break here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to forward this email to my webmaster, and hopefully he'll get that posted. I know he'll get it posted before the end of the business day today. And let's see here. Go to that section, and here we go. I'm going to have him post it under the comments agenda exposed. And let's see. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And we'll get that posted at thelibertyman.com under the communist agenda exposed, because I believe it's part of the communist agenda, don't you?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, go right into how Jeff Nyquist will know, how their techniques are to hide their machinations. I mean, we look at the tranny agenda. How first you have to tolerate us with the homosexual back in the 70s and 80s, and now it's like you have to accept it, and we have to jam it down your throat, and if you don't like it, we can see you because you're a transphobe. So it goes from one end of the spectrum to the next, and so I'd love to get his input
doesn't,
on that.
Doesn't phobia mean fear?
Yes.
Well, I'm supposed to be afraid of a man who wears lipstick and fingernail polish? Really?
That's there. Yeah.
Gary, are you kidding me?
I understand, but hey, here it is. It's all about wording again.
I fear no man. Exactly. I don't fear real men, let alone men that wear lipstick and fingernail polish.
Yes, sir.
They need a better word to describe what their concern is. Trans funny or something. I think it's funny. It's I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and yeah. What a world. This is not the world we grew up in, is it, sir?
You're right about that. And I do have the oil of the day before we go into the break.
Well, let's hear it. What is the oil of the week?
Yes, it's Intune. Okay, now it's a proprietary blend by doTERRA, and it is used typically to help people with calmness, focus, and a balanced state of mind. And many of the oils include that are in this are they're known for their high levels of sesquiterpenes and have a demonstrable ability to pass through the blood-brain barrier to reach the cells of the brain. And the common uses are ADD, ADHD, anxiety, calming, clarity, concentration, focus, hyperactivity, and stress. You can apply it to the back of the neck and the bottoms of the feet. You do it topically and aromatically. You can also touch it to your nose. It comes as a roll-on. Or you can do it through a diffuser. I typically just roll it on my nose. And the oils that are in there are West Indian sandalwood, patchouli, frankincense, lime, ylang ylang, and Hawaiian sandalwood. So it is extremely effective in focus. And I remember before one last one is Roman chamomile. the bodies that are affected in this, or the body systems that are affected in this, emotional balance, the hormonal system, and the nervous system. So before, when I was doing the radio show with you at the very beginning, I was still doing the PI work. And when I would go to the administrative judges pertaining to the people that we'd caught violating workers' comp, you know, theft and corruption, they would ask me all sorts of, the defense attorneys would ask all sorts of questions, and they were always trying to sidetrack you and make you look bad. So this oil, along with Vetiver, were the best ones for memory and recall.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Leon, we got a caller on hold here. We got Thomas in Omaha, Nebraska. Good morning, Thomas.
I just want to tell everyone, John Moore is an honest
person. I look forward to do business with you again because, holy smokes, you're just an honest person. You know, I've loaned money to friends and all that sort of stuff, and I've never gotten a penny back. But you and I think we had some sort of dispute, and you were honest, and you gave me my money back. You are the man. You are just you're honest.
And well, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. Anything else, sir?
Well, you know, I bought the energy cleaner, and works great. Works great. I just can't say enough about it. It is really good. It heals the body. I'm underemployed right now, so I have kind of a physical job that I don't really like, and I have aches and pains. I wake up in the morning feeling great. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, John. But anyway, okay. I really appreciate you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Well, Leon, we got the Tuesday morning roundtable. Looks like we'll have a full house today. Steve Benin will be with us. Pretty sure Hodges and Nyquist will be with us. I never know because these are both busy guys with busy schedules. And, of course, you'll be there as well to join in as necessary. This breaking news with what's going on with these FOIA requests, and I've done FOIA requests for decades, typically 3 to 6 months to get a response. And that's been my experience. I did, and I won't get into the different projects that I've done them on, but they do eventually respond. And that's the Freedom of Information Act is something Congress did that's been very helpful, hasn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, because they were seeing all the oversight and the lack of control or any kind of boundaries that the government had. So that was incorporated years ago, decades ago. And
it goes back. I'm not sure the Freedom of Information Act goes back to either the 70s or 80s. And I have to look it up. But what that does is basically give the common person, the average citizen, the power of subpoena is what it does, which is an awesome, awesome power. Which I've made use of professionally, the power of subpoena. There are subpoenas for individuals, and then subpoenas deuces take them for documents and physical objects, both. And it's an awesome power, and they have to respond. They have no choice. If they fail to respond to the FOIA request, they're in violation of the law, aren't they, Leon?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's our break. We'll be right back.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.